This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day started, the best way to start any day is with your Bible open in front of you and to say to God before you start reading, God, I'm not just reading words. I'm not just doing the Christian thing of reading the Bible. I'm listening to you. And I want you to speak to me through your word. I know that I need you in my life, and today I want to walk your way in life, and I want your presence walking with me. Would you speak to me now? God loves to speak to the listening heart. We're reading through the Gospel of John, and we're in the middle of a section where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees who are upset because he was making himself equal to God the Father. And he is calling up a list of witnesses that attest to who he is. He's talked about John the Baptist's witness and the witness of the works that he does that show that God has sent him. And then the witness of the Father himself. And then the scriptures. He said to the Pharisees, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is these that bear witness of me. And you are unwilling to come to me, that you may have life." You see, that was their real problem. Some people profess to have an intellectual problem with Jesus Christ, but very often the real problem is unwillingness to come to him, to make him the number one person in their life. Jesus says, "I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another shall come in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God?" Listen to that again. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God? You see, all they were concerned about was keeping their power, keeping their position of authority over the people, the people's praise and adulation. And Jesus threatened that because the people believed in Jesus, and Jesus exposed the Pharisees for the shallowness of their inner life, even though their outer life was so spotless. How can you believe when you're not really looking for what God has to say to you? Jesus says, "Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" You see, those Pharisees based everything on the Old Testament, the books of Moses, the Ten Commandments, the laws of the Old Testament. And Jesus says, "I don't need to accuse you before God the Father when you face him in judgment. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have put your hope." Well, if you're going to try and be acceptable to God by a good life, you're in really bad luck, because no one can meet God's standards. Those Pharisees, they made a big show of the Ten Commandments and the laws of the Old Testament, but in their hearts, they were so far from that standard of loving God in your inner life with all of those ways. And Jesus said, "If you really believed Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" If you are counting on the goodness of your life, or your church attendance, or your generosity to others, to make you acceptable to God, I'm sorry to tell you, nothing you can do that's good can undo the things you have done that have offended God and broken his moral law in your life. Only in Jesus Christ and his loving gift of forgiveness and grace can you find a way to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.